This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor in the state of Illinois is announcing a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is taking emergency action to help the economy withstand the coronavirus. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We reduced the target range for our policy interest rate by 1 percentage point.
In a conference call with reporters, Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed will also buy $700 billion in Treasury and mortgage bonds and ease bank rules
to support the flow of credit to households and businesses.
The reason?
The virus presents significant economic challenges.
President Trump had this reaction at the White House.
We're very happy. I have to say this. I'm very happy. And they did it in one step. They didn't do it in four steps.
The Fed is also joining in a coordinated global action to ensure foreign banks continue to have access to U.S. dollars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, spend much of their time debating about who and how they would handle the coronavirus outbreak differently than U.S. President Trump. They were also critical of China and say that President Trump has praised the country's leadership despite the fact that so many of its citizens protest the policies. This is VOA News. And again, both Democratic presidential candidates, Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, critical of China and the president who has praised them.
I know there's a political line. I understand. China's terrible, awful, nothing ever good, blah, 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 blah. But the fact of the matter is, China, of course, is an authoritarian society. That's what I just said.
It's a dictatorship.
But that's what I just said 5 minutes ago, you know?
Look, the idea of occasionally saying something nice about a country is one thing. The idea of praising a country that is violating human rights around the world is, in fact, makes our allies wonder what's going on. What do you think the South Koreans think when we he praises China like that? What do you think the Australians believe in the shadow of China? What do you think is happening in Indonesia?
Each candidate said he would campaign for the other if their own bid for the nomination failed. Biden said if he gets the Democratic nomination, he will pick a woman for running mate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a woman. Sanders said Biden are competing for the Democratic presidential nomination to face Republican President Donald Trump in November's national election. Mr. Trump is seeking a second four-year term in the White House. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has denied Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the right to forge a ruling party, even after Netanyahu secured the most votes in the country's third elections. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz will be given the first opportunity to form a new government, according to Israel's president on Sunday. Gantz, the leader of Israel's Blue and White Party, received 61 votes in the Knesset, mandating that President Reuven Rivlin allow Gantz to appoint a speaker from his party and begin pushing legislation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party received the most votes in the early March elections, but failed to receive the support of enough allies in parliament to give his party control. Gantz will now have a month to form a coalition in the Knesset. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Despite numerous closures and cancellations due to coronavirus concerns, France went ahead with round one of its municipal elections Sunday.
Local elections are going forward despite criticism. Analysts predict these local elections may well deliver a blow to President Macron's relatively young La République En Marche party, which has yet to build strong local roots, and because of a raft of unpopular reforms his government has pushed through. Paris is considered a key battleground, with socialist mayor Anne Hidalgo hoping to clinch a second term that would see her presiding over the 2024 Paris Olympics.
That's VOA's Lisa Bryant. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.